It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? See this? I brought the easel because I thought we'd have a little drawing today. Sometimes, you know, I like to draw to music. Call it draw a song. And I brought two different kinds of music on this little cassette. Let me see, this side is jazz. These two music sound different. This first one is jazz, and it's played by one of my favorite jazz combos. Here is, do you know him? Joe Negri, who has the music shop. And there's Bobby Rossthorne and Eric Kloss. We made believe about these people yesterday. There's Mike Taylor and John Costa. Yeah, let me play some of this for you. That's what jazz sounds like. There. And on the other side is some music by a symphony orchestra. See all the people playing in that orchestra? Listen a little to that kind of music. There. Now, I thought we could draw to that, those two different kinds of music. If you don't want to draw, you can just make your arms go, you know, just the way they feel when you hear that kind of music, right? Okay. Now, first, the jazz music. Make your arms go. Well, now let's try the other one. Ready for a different kind of music? All right. Thank you. telephone? I thought that was the telephone. Hello? Oh, Joe, how are you? Oh, we were just drawing to some music. Yeah. You what? Really? Well, you know I always like to hear you all play. All of them. Oh, we'd like to come over. Yeah, thanks for letting me know. Okay. Yeah, I'll ask my friend. Thank you. Bye. That's Joe Negri at the music shop. He has that jazz combo there practicing today. Would you like to come with me and we'll go hear them? All right, come along. We'll fix this up later when we come back. Clean it up. Come to the music shop.
Girls, thank you very much. Welcome back again.
And,
ladies.
Hi, Fred. Welcome. How are you?
I'm ready to hear your people.
Well, they really are a great group, Fred, and they're rehearsing, and they're planning to make a recording.
Oh, good. Will they do that today?
No, I don't think so. We got a lot more rehearsal to do, and then when we get it all together, then we'll make the records.
Good. Can we hear them?
Shall we go back?
Sure. Different chords.
Greg!
See.
I'm going in the back with Fred. Will you look after things, please?
Sure, fine.
Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Hi, man.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
Hey, Fred, Johnny.
How are you?
Nice to see you.
Good to see you. Hi, Mike.
Do you know Mike Bobby? Taylor and Bobby Washington?
Sure.
All right. We're just about to do something that you may be interested in.
Oh, good. You can play with them, Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
We're going to do your music.
Oh, our music.
Right.
You mean some of the songs that we sing on the program?
Right, in a kind of a different way.
Oh, good.
And we won't tell you the name of this one.
All right.
Here we go, fellas.
Did you know what song that was? It sounded very different, didn't it? Everybody's fancy. Well, you gentlemen are very fancy with that song.
Thank you.
You have some others?
We have more.
Here's one, Fred, that is kind of done in a blues sort of style. Mm-hmm. See if you know what this one is.
Mm-hmm. to be told. Did you recognize that one? I like to be told. We sometimes sing that together, don't we? Well, I'd like to be told if there's another one.
Yes, I have one that's kind of a jazz waltz.
Oh, good.
And you'll remember this one.
Remember that one? You are pretty. Yeah, we sometimes sing that with meows. Meow, meow, pretty. Yeah.
Eric has one for us.
Oh, good.
It's sort of like a rock and roll number.
Ah, good, Eric. I often wonder how many different ways you can play the same song, just by the many different people who play them.
You sure have fun doing it, too.
As many ways as you feel.
Now, Fred, you write great songs.
Thanks, Johnny.
You know what? I have to give the boys a break now. Can you come back this evening, fellas, and do some more work for us?
Okay. Huh? Sure.
I need to be getting off home, too.
Okay.
Thank you again for showing us and playing for us. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Here we go.
Thank you. Sleep.
Greg, some nice music going on.
Yeah, you like
there.
That, huh?
Oh, I guess
they're really
that.
Good.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You too. Bye bye.
Thank you. Fun listening to those people, wasn't it? Had to listen carefully, too. Yeah. As Eric Kloss says, the way you play has a lot to do with the way you feel. And the way you listen has a lot to do with the way you feel, too. Yeah. You know, we haven't used our pretend telescope for a long time. Why don't we do that today for our make-believe? Okay? Would you make your pretend telescope? With your fingers like this, and then we'll just pretend that we're looking into the neighborhood of make-believe.
Hello, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, hello, Lady Eberlin.
Oh, what's the matter? You seem upset.
Oh, I am, Lady Eberlin, I am.
Can I help?
Well, I have this very special speedy delivery to make, and I don't think I can make it.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, I don't know who it belongs to.
Well, there's a tag right on it.
Well, yes, I know there's a tag here, but you see there's gold paint smeared all over the address, and I can't read it at all, you see?
Oh,
I just can't read it.
Yes, I see.
I don't know who it belongs to.
Oh, you can make it out. Let me see. Deliver immediately as fast as you can, but...
Well, you know me, Lady Eberlin, speedy delivery, speedy delivery. They don't call me speedy delivery for nothing, you know.
Of course not, Mr. McFeely.
I always try to be the fastest speedy delivery man, but now I don't think I can make it, and maybe I won't even be able to call myself speedy delivery anymore.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, you'll find out who it belongs to if you just ask everybody.
Say, it doesn't belong to you. It isn't yours, Lady Eberlin, is it?
Oh, no, Mr. McFeely, I've never even seen a gold fiddle before, but if... If you ask me to guess, I would say that it probably belongs to my uncle.
To your uncle, you say?
To my uncle.
To your uncle, I see. Well, thank you, Lady Evelyn. I'll have to try to remember that. To your uncle.
Yes.
And I guess I'll go and ask the others now and make believe.
All right. Good luck to you, Mr. McFeely.
Okay.
Good day.
Well, I'll try to make it a good day if I can get this delivery made. Good day, Lady Evelyn. Good day. Now, let me see. I'll just have to ask everybody here in make-believe, starting here with Daniel, working my way clear over the Eiffel Tower. Oh. Well, hello there, Daniel.
Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely. I'm glad to see you.
Well, a good day to you. I mean, I'm trying to make it a good day, Daniel.
Well, could I help you?
Well, you see, I have this speedy delivery to make, and I don't know if I can make it or not.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's a gold bass fiddle. Daniel,
yes?
You aren't expecting a gold bass fiddle, are you?
Oh, no, I'm not expecting one. In fact, I never even heard of one, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
But you know what?
What?
I bet I know who is expecting it.
Oh, you do? Who?
Prince Tuesday's daddy.
Prince Tuesday's daddy?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's see. I'll have to try to remember that. Lady Evelyn had an idea. I'll have to remember both yours and hers. Now, let me
see. Why don't you write them down?
Oh, could I borrow your pen? I forgot my pen.
Oh, sure.
And, okay, in your pad over here, Daniel, can I borrow that?
Yes, this is my drawing here.
Oh, that's very nice. I like to draw when I have more time, but today I'm going to...
If you give me my drawing, you can have my paper.
All righty. Just take that off. Very nice, Daniel. There you go. There's your drawing.
Thanks very much. I hope you find the person
it
belongs
to. Daniel. Thanks for your help. Now, let me see. Number one, Lady Aberlin thought it might belong to her uncle. Now, put that down. Lady Aberlin's uncle. All righty. And number two, Daniel thought it might belong to Prince Tuesday's daddy. All righty, Prince Tuesday. One and two. Now, that's two. Now, let's see. Oh, I know. I'll try Henrietta over at the tree. She might be able to help. She's in today. Let me go.
Meow, meow.
Oh, hello,
meow,
Henrietta.
Mr.
Hello.
McFeely. Meow, 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 speedy delivery, meow, me.
Oh, well, I hope so, Henrietta. I hope so. Are you expecting a gold bass fiddle, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, something to wear, meow?
Well, no, I don't think so, Henrietta. Let's see now. No, you can't wear it. I think you play it, Henrietta.
Meow.
Doesn't belong to you, does it?
Meow. Meow, meow, maybe meow man, meow whom meow babysit.
The man for whom you babysit, you say, Henrietta?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, thank you. I'll just put that down on my list here.
Meow, 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 meow,
man.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Oh, hello there, X. Hello.
Mr. McFeely. How in the world are you?
Well, not so good, X, not so good. Is this yours?
Oh, I don't think so. It's mighty fancy, though. How much does it cost?
Well, I don't know how much it costs. I just want to find out who owns it.
Well, a big gold thing like that, and you don't know its owner?
No, sir.
Well, does it have a tag on it?
Well, yes, it does have a tag, but it's all smeared. There's gold paint all over it, and I don't know who it belongs to, and I'm in a hurry, and I'm just about ready to give up, X.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, if I were you, I'd take it to the king. I mean, he's interested in bass fiddles, and he sure likes gold, don't you think, Henrietta?
Meow, 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 meow.
The king, you say? The king, X?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, the king.
Well, I'll just add his name to my list here. Thanks, friends. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you bet. Goodbye, Mr. McFeely.
Goodbye. Now, let me see. Number four, X says the king. Now, let me go over my list here. Number one is Lady Aberlin's uncle, alrighty. And number two is Prince Tuesday's daddy, fine. Number three is the man for whom Henrietta babysits, fine. And number four is the king. That's what X said. Well, now let me see. I'll just check at the castle. That's what I'll do. I've got to get this delivered today. I have to get this delivered. Right over here.
Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, good day.
Do you have a package for me today?
Well, I doubt it. Are you expecting a gold bass fiddle?
Why, no, I'm not. But, well, I think I can help you, though, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, you can?
Yes. I do believe it belongs to my husband.
Your husband?
Yes.
Well, now, that's another suggestion.
Another suggestion?
Oh, yes. Yes, you think it belongs to your husband. And Lady Aberlin thinks it belongs to her uncle. And Daniel thinks it belongs to Prince Tuesday's daddy. And Henrietta thinks it belongs to the man for whom she babysits. Yes. And X just tells me he thinks it might belong to the king. Well, it'll take me forever to get this thing delivered.
Well, I don't think it'll take you that long, Mr. McFeely.
It won't?
As a matter of fact, here comes somebody right now who fits that bill.
There you are.
Good day,
Mr. McFeely, you have it. You have my bass fiddle. I always knew there was good reason to call you Speedy Delivery. Look, Sarah, Speedy has brought my new bass fiddle.
Well, he had quite a time delivering it Friday.
Oh, yes, Lady Aberlin thought it belonged to her uncle.
Well, I am her uncle, of course.
Oh, why, of course you are. But Henrietta thought it belonged to the man for whom she babysits.
She takes very good care of Prince Tuesday, you know.
That's right, of course. Why, of course, you're all of them, King Friday.
Indeed I am, all of them, and many more. I'm a friend to man, a monarch to many, and a musician with a good gold bass fiddle.
I
expect it to sound better than ever. Do you wish to hear me play?
Well, all right. I'll just set the stuff.
Oh, Lady Aberlin.
It did belong to you, Uncle Friday.
Yes, of course. I'm just about to play it. It's gold,
you
know.
Now,
I can see that. Will that make it sound any better?
It should.
Here's the bow, Your Highness. Right there we go.
Thank you very much, my gold bass fiddle. Now we'll try. It should make it sound better. Being gold. Well, I guess maybe I need more practice. Not just a gold fiddle. Yes, more practice.
Well, hello, Charlie.
More practice, I guess.
Poor Mr. McFeely. It must mean a lot to him to be Speedy. You know, some people like to be Speedy. Some people like to be slow. But, you know, he was so frightened that people wouldn't call him Speedy Delivery anymore that he just couldn't listen to all those suggestions that people were giving him. You know, he didn't really hear Lady Aberlin when she said, "I think it belongs to my uncle." And he really didn't hear Daniel when he said, "I think it belongs to Prince Tuesday's daddy." And all the way along, it was hard for him to listen when he was so frightened about that. Sometimes it is hard to look and listen. Know that song? Sing it with me, okay? If you will look carefully, listen carefully, there's a lot that you can find. Carefully look and listen. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, there's a lot that you can learn. Carefully look, look, and listen. Some things you see are confusing, some things you hear are strange, but if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's the way to keep on growing. Carefully look, 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 and listen. I almost forget to show you listen at the end. Now, look, listen. Yeah. Well, that's our looking and our listening time for today. You know, I was just thinking about that gold bass fiddle. Yeah. Painting something a different color certainly won't make it play by itself. No, bass fiddles need people to play them. You and I can make sounds. You know, all kinds of different sounds. But bass fiddles certainly can't play by themselves. They need people to play them.
Yeah.
Just like paper. Paper doesn't... Oh, look how it goes through the back. Hmm. That's look and listen, upside down. See? Paper doesn't draw itself. These things don't draw themselves. They need people, like you and me.
Yep.
I just remembered I won't see you until the week is new.
Yeah.
Because we'll have a weekend now. But I'll be back when the week is new. I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to do, and I will too. I'll think of you when I'm not here, 'cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully, I do too. Thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully. I do too. Like you just the way you are. See you next week. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.